Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. Happy Wednesday! Hi. So I am just really excited to be back at the mic with you today. I wish we were sitting next to each other having a glass of wine and chit-chatting, but you know, this mic will do. Maybe one day we will meet up and chat all the things. But I hope you have been loving all of the recent podcasts lately with the guests. It's just been so fun to have the guests on. So if you guys love it, let me know. Tag me on Instagram, take a screenshot, and let me know. Maybe you have any recommendations on people you'd like to hear from, and maybe some ideas of episodes that you'd like me to cover. But I have been loving the guest episodes. It's been so much fun to be able to connect, and I'm sure it's more fun for you to hear someone talking other than me. But good morning. It's actually when I'm recording this, it's 8 a.m. I was just doing a bar workout. And if you don't know, I'm an online health and fitness coach, and I do all online workouts. And I help women get started with these workouts and nutrition plans. And I help them stay accountable with them in our groups and our chat threads and our support system, all of the things. So I just finished one of the bar workouts, and it's one of my favorite workout programs I've ever done. And this is like my third round of it, but I just love it so much. So I did bar booty. And now I'm drinking a cafe latte superfood smoothie. I'm actually doing a 3-day cleanse right now, which is super fun. I'm doing it with 8 other girls, and it's just been really cool to do it alongside with them. And I'm on day 2, feeling pretty good. And I like this cleanse because it's not anything that is just juicing or just like, you know, you see the people that drink just like the water with the cayenne pepper and the lemon, and that's what they eat. But this is not that, because my old eating disordered ways, I would have totally slipped back into those if I did any type of cleanse like that. And this is the one I like because it's whole foods. The only thing you're cutting out is dairy, meat, and processed sugars and caffeine, and any like rice, carbs, any carbs like that. But so it's really just delicious veggies, our superfood smoothies, high protein shakes, and all the things. So it's really, really delicious, high fats. I'm having a lot of avocado. There's like hummus, and you can add coconut oil to your smoothies or whatever you're eating. It's really, really nice. I love it. It's a great way just to reset. So that's what I'm doing before I dive back into my full-time job on Tuesday. So by the time you're listening to this, I will be back at my other job, which is so scary. I'm like kind of sad about it, but oh well. Anyways, welcome. I wanted to talk today some tips and tricks for a healthy body and mind, and some things that I do myself and things that I'm planning to adapt as well that I've been wanting to do. I've done, but I haven't made it a habit yet, but I know it's helpful because every time I've done it, it has helped me in some way. So I'm just going to be giving a bunch of different tips and tricks of health for a healthy body and mind. And the first one I totally believe in is just number one, creating your goals and your vision. Like, what do you want? And why do you want to be having a healthy body and mind, right? Like, so for me, I have preached this multiple times on this podcast, but every morning when I wake up, I put in my AirPods, and recently I downloaded the app think up. And I've recorded all of these affirmations and vision statements that I want for my life and kind of like manifestation tactics and things that I want. And I'm saying them as if I already have them. And I'm listening to that every single morning as I'm drinking my pre-workout, as I'm getting ready, as I'm doing a little of my business. And first thing in the morning, just to fuel my mind with those thoughts and kind of get me back on track and remind myself of what I'm working towards. Cause you know, sometimes life gets super busy and we forget, right? So that's tip number one, always just have a vision and a goal and reminding yourself every day of them to keep you wanting to keep going, right? So tip number two, I just adopted this and I'm going to definitely be doing it more. It's breath work and meditations combined in one. So I just have sucked at this lately and my anxiety has just been off the charts lately. I was in a meeting the other day for school and I was having a panic attack in the middle of the meeting. I was hiding it, but it was so bad. I was dizzy. I was sweating. My digestion was off. My face was twitching. I was shaking. It was just really bad. So I just know that I need to get control of my anxiety. So I've been learning about breath work and getting more present and taking time off. I've been taking a lot of more time off of my business and work and all of the things. I've just been trying to take time for my space and creativity and clearing space and reflecting and going for out in nature and meeting up with people. I've been trying to put myself in more social situations just to get myself out and about rather than in like a rut. So I feel like the breath work and meditations is definitely something that helps me bring me back down and grounded. So yeah. Tip number three is make movement part of your day, like non-negotiable. So obviously I'd get my workouts in almost every single day. Like obviously I have a rest day, but I also do walks every day. Like I definitely do those. Even if it's a rest day, I love going for my walks. Oh, sorry, I'm yawning. Sorry, that was bad. Had to yawn. But make time for movement and go for your walks. Go for a morning walk. Those are always so amazing. Or like a late afternoon walk. Those are always nice too, like when the sun's setting. And they just have different benefits for me. So my workouts are just something that, you know, energizes me for the day. And then my walks are what calms me when I'm stressed or I'm anxious or I'm busy or I'm mad or I'm overwhelmed or I'm pissed off. My walks are what grounds me back to reality. So definitely just make movement a priority at least two times a day. And even if you are feeling like a little off, get up out of your chair or off the couch or before you're like in the bathroom at work, dance it off, shake it off, jump up and down and just move your body because that's getting that stagnant energy out. All right, my tip number four would be just surrounding yourself with people who uplift you. I, for so long, surrounded myself with people that I thought were cool or I thought were popular or were pretty or popular enough. And so I would surround myself with them because I wanted to be like that. And I didn't want to be judged and I didn't want to do this and that, but they weren't helping me become a better person at all. Right? So surrounding myself with people who are constantly working towards goals. And I love being around people who make me want to level up. Like when they're hustling, they're going after their dreams, they're falling in love with their passions and they're being their true, authentic, vulnerable self and they're having fun. And then that makes me want to do that too. That makes me want to show up better and also help me stop making excuses for myself. That is exactly why I created the Fit Community, to surround myself with women who work out, fuel their minds, who want to become a better version of themselves every day, who want to be positive, who want to be healthy, who want to be surrounding themselves with other people like that. So that's why I created my team and my Fit Community, and it just helps me become a better person every day. And that's just something that has been a game changer for me, is always evaluating that. Like, is this relationship, is this person serving me? Whew, I could go on a tangent on that one. That should be a whole episode. That should be a whole episode right there. All right, the next thing is number five, tip number five, eating the right foods. So I always think about this. It's like, everyone's like, how do you stay so healthy? How do you do this? And it's not that. I still love my sweets. I still love ice cream and cake and cookies and pizza and wine. I love that stuff. And I still eat that stuff. But the thing is, I eat more healthy than not healthy, right? So and I don't see it as bad or good. I just see it as what makes my stomach feel good, if that makes sense. Like, it makes me, it's like, okay, how am I going to digest this? Am I going to feel energized? Am I going to feel happy with this like 3 hours later? Or am I going to be like running to the toilet because I have all these awful cramps from that nasty food I just ate, right? So for me, it's like when people offer me McDonald's, I'm like, no, because like, yeah, sure, it might taste good in that minute of eating it, but afterwards I'm like feeling like crap. It makes me feel sluggish. It makes me feel like I have this weight in my stomach. Like, ugh, I just feel so gross. I just feel the grease on my tongue. Like, it's just not for me, right? And any high performance machine, our brain needs like the top quality fuel, which means healthy, nutritious food. So that's why my superfood smoothies are a no-brainer for me every single day. I get all the omega-3s, the fatty acids, all the vitamins, all the superfoods, all the veggies, all the nutrients that my brain and my body and my mind need to be the best self, right? And that's why I like really do crave healthy food, because it makes me feel good. So that's why I always say, like, I always think about, how is this food going to make me feel physically and mentally, right? Sometimes mentally, I'm like, yes, I do want a cupcake. I do need that cupcake. It will make me feel amazing, right? So that's why I need you guys to evaluate. Do what you need to do and eat what you need to eat that will make you feel your best possible self, that will make you feel energized, clean, feeling good, feeling ready, feeling focused, feeling clear, rather than groggy, feeling off, feeling upset stomach, right? So that's my tip number five, is just eating the foods that make you feel the best you. All right, tip number six, this is the last tip, is nighttime routines and just really helping you get a good night's sleep. So we know, we hear this all the time, that you need rest, a really good night's sleep to be able to perform your best the next day. And sleep energizes us and improves our mood. And during our deep sleep, the brain repairs itself and boosts the immune system, which is amazing. So that's why if you're getting bad sleep, you might feel like crap the next day. You might feel tired. You might get sick. You might be moody. You might snap quick at your students or your kids or your husband. I don't know. And having that sleep deprivation is just such a serious thing, and we need to take that into consideration when we're trying to become our best self, healthy and in our mind, right? And I try and track like my sleep. So I will try and get to bed around like 10 and I wake up at like 4. But I don't need that much of sleep. I can do well with like 5 to 6 hours of sleep. Some people might need more, like 8 hours of sleep. But for me, what do I do before bed? I love to, number one, make sure my phone is turned to the, like all the devices, at least like a few hours before bed, is turned to the like night mode. It makes the blue light go away, which actually blue light can affect your rhythm and make you actually stay, like trick your brain into thinking that it's daytime out. So when you switch like the blue light off on your phone and your laptop, it will help your brain get ready for bed. And then also before bed, at least 30 minutes, I put the phone on the charger and I just sit there, either I'll read a book or I'll listen to a meditation or I'll just do some breathing exercises or I'll just literally lay there and count to 10. And then obviously I like to do a lot of essential oils and some herbal tea. I love lavender oil. That's something that helps. So I have a little spray right now. I spray on my pillow and my bed and on my sheets. And then I also do a vanilla sleepy time tea about a half hour before bed, which I feel definitely does help me. And I feel like just the tea itself is something that helps me, like the warmth of it helps me calm down and get ready for bed and just helps me feel more cozy and comfortable, right? And then the last thing is I definitely do a little like stretches before bed. I stretch my legs, my shoulders, my neck, just stretch it all out. And then sometimes I do some nice lotions and I mix with lavender essential oil and I rub lotion on, just to getting that really cozy, comfortable position and ready to get to bed. And before I even put my phone on the charger, by the way, I make sure my alarms are on, everything's great and good to go, so I don't have to recheck my phone. And I also make sure it's on like, what is it? Silent mode or whatever, do not disturb mode. So then I'm not getting any notifications or texts or anything like that. But yeah, those are my tips on how you can really just, you know, take back your healthy body and mind. And, you know, going into a new week, sometimes a lot of us might get anxiety and might feel like we don't have enough time to do all of these things. But self-care and putting yourself first and making all of these things a priority will help you show up better in any place that you are, right? So being able to, you know, make a vision, meditate, breath work, work out, go for walks, get in nature, become friends with people that are up-leveling you, making you be a better person, getting a good night's sleep. Those will all help you become the best version of you and show up even better the next day, which is just so exciting. I'm really excited for you to adapt these tips and these tricks and let me know which one is your biggest takeaway and tag me on Instagram, Shannon Shaheen Fitness, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts. And if you haven't already, girl, please leave a review below. It means the absolute world to me. It helps get this episode and this podcast out in the algorithm so more women can hear this message today and, you know, it might help them out. So I love you. Thank you so much for listening. And like I always say, go pour yourself a glass of wine because it's never good to keep things bottled up. I'll see you next week. We'll be right back.